Granny's, Abner, I believe that's Irene.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Looking on the little community today, we find Lum alone at the desk of the Mountain View Inn, talking on the telephone. Listen.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you, Professor. Now that Mr. Wilson's out of the way, what's our next step? Well, I don't know whether any of them's left the hotel or not. I was down to our store most of the morning. Abner was on the desk here. Yeah, who do you mean? The midget. Yeah, she would be the best one to send. Nobody'd station her. Yeah, I'll keep my eyes open and report anything I find out to you. Yeah, say, there's another thing, Professor. You're sure now you'll stand by me if I get into any trouble for what I've done to Mr. Wilson? Well, I don't want to get in no trouble. Oh, well, I ain't worried about the money you promised me. Ain't no hurry about that.
I want to talk to you. Oh, excuse me.
I've never seen you come in, haven't I? Well, I got to hang up now. I'll talk to you later. So long.
Who was you talking to, Lum?
Oh, one of the guests of the hotel.
Professor Collins Moore?
Might have been. I can't recollect right now myself. Just want to know if there's any mail or something. I forget now.
Oh, because you ain't a very good hotel man if you can't recollect what they called down for, even.
Well, he said it weren't important. I'll take care of it.
Lum, I want to talk to you about Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I think there's something peculiar about the way he left out of here and never taken none of his belongings with him.
Well, maybe he's coming back. Maybe he just never wanted to bother to take nothing with him.
Well, if that's all he's doing, why, he would have told me. I know he would, Lum. Because, see, him and me are sort of working together on this jewel case.
Oh, you are, huh?
Yeah. So I know he would have told me if he was leaving for good. Don't forget, I'm a deputy marshal. All us members of the law work together, you know. So you just better tell me all you know about Mr. Wilson. Where was he when you last seen him? What did he say?
Well, just a minute here now. Something I want to ask you.
Don't change the subject.
Well, just tell me this. Did any of that gang leave here this morning?
Gang? The jewel thieves, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, you ought to know. You're in with them.
I ain't no such
you
a thing.
Have
I ain't no such a thing. If you're incinerating that Trixie's a thief, I'll tell you right now.
I ain't got time to argue about Trixie. Just tell me about Mr. Wilson.
Well, you ain't answered my question yet. Did anybody leave this morning?
Yeah, they did.
Who?
Well, I would have trailed them, too, if I hadn't had to stay here and watch the desk. And I couldn't find my deputy marshal's badge, neither.
Well, who was it?
Well, that woman that called herself Miss Smith, and her little girl. You know, the midget.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean, uh-huh? You know something about this, Lum?
Why, no, of course not.
Why did you say, uh-huh, for
a thing? Well, can't a man say, uh-huh, if he wants to? You have to get permission?
You ought to.
You have to have a license to go around saying, uh-huh? Is there a law in any one of the statute books that says a grown man takes the age of 10 and
Mom,
9?
Mom, Eddard, it seems to me that you're acting awful cuter.
Did Miss Smith say anything when they left? Did they check out?
No, they never checked out. They said they'd be back.
Uh-huh.
There you go with that uh-huh stuff
well,
again.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, answer one way.
You just watch your own talking. I'll do mine.
All right. That's a fine remark to make. All she said was that she was going to visit the little girl's grandma for a few days. But being a smart deputy like I am, I knowed she wasn't telling the truth. Because that ain't no little girl. That's a midget.
Well, can't midgets have grandmas?
Why, of course not. They... I reckon they can if they're... Logies. Case gets more misadventures all the time. Wait just a minute here. Are you defending her, Lum? I doggies, now I know you're mixed up in it.
Abner, that's ridiculous.
All right.
I've told you 1,000 or 100 times I ain't got a thing to do with it.
You have done it. Just tell me what become of Mr. Wilson.
Well, how should I know? I ain't his brother or his grandma or nothing else.
You seen him last, O'Lom. You and him left out of this hotel here yesterday together. And you come back by yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Where's he at, then?
Abner, I told you all I know about it. Now, quit bothering me. I got some work to do.
Oh, now, wait a minute now, Long. Don't go away now. Dogger, this is more serious than you think it is. I've got a feeling that something has happened to Mr. Wilson.
What do you think's happened to him?
Well, I don't know, to be honest. But just twixt me and you, Long, it wouldn't surprise me none if we never see him again.
Oh, Abner, you're just letting your imagination run clean away with you.
You know what I think? I think he's been murdered.
Murdered?
That's what I think.
Now, where'd you get such ideas at in your head?
Well, they might have catched on to what he is.
Who are you talking about?
The jewel thieves. I bound you they found out he's a detective, and they decided to get shut of him before he caught him. That's what happened.
Oh, no. I know they never done nothing like that.
Well, that's more likely the reason that they stayed here so long, too, without doing nothing. They was afeard to make a move with Mr. Wilson around here. They was. That's the whole thing. But now that they got him out of the way, why, Dogies, I look for things to start popping around here any minute.
Start popping?
They'll pop by, Dogies. Look there, how shine my badge up. They can tell I'm a deputy marshal.
Well, if anything does happen, I'll keep myself from getting mixed up in it if I was you. It ain't none of your business, you know.
Ain't none of my business? Why, Dogies, if it ain't, I don't know whose business it is. I'm the deputy town marshal. Me and Mr. Wilson.
All right, all right. Just calm yourself down. Recollect what I said now. You better stay out of it.
Oh, no, you don't, Mom. No, you don't.
Don't what?
You don't talk me out of it. I'm going to clean up that bunch if it's the last thing I ever do. Of course, natural. I can see why you're trying to get me to stay out of it. Smarter detective as I am. You're one of them. That's why you don't want me in it. Now, listen here, Long Edwards. If I catch you making a violation of the law, I'll treat you just like I do the rest of
you. Well, now, just a minute.
I'll do it.
Don't forget, you're talking to the Justice of the Peace. If you do anything to me, Abner Peabody, I'll bring you up in my court for false arrest.
Up in court?
Once I get you in there, I'll habeas corpus you all over the place. I'll slap a mandamus on you that'll knock you down. I'll corpus delecti you like you ain't never been delecti'd before in your life.
Now, just a minute now, Lom. I never meant nothing. Honest, I never.
All right, then. See that you don't do nothing, either.
No, sir.
Well, I've got to go and do some work.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
Yes, sir. Delecti. Yes, Your Honor. Hello, desk. Mr. Peabody talking. Ice water. Well, I don't know. I ain't so Cedric around here lately. I can't be climbing them stairs myself, I know that. Well, I think he went... wait a minute, wait just a minute. I see him coming. Yeah, I'll send him right up. Yes, sir. Hey, Cedric, come here.
Yes, ma'am.
Where in the world have you been?
Well,
they want some ice water up in 106.
Yes, ma'am, but first I got something I got to show you, Mr. Abner.
You can show me that later, Cedric.
Well, I think this is important, though. Here, take a look at this.
I don't see nothing.
Well, doggone, where'd that thing go? I know I had it a while ago.
Well, you ain't got nothing in your hand now. Look in your pocket, Cedric.
Yes, that's what I'm doing. What's that? No, that ain't it. That's a note from Gomer to Clarabelle.
What's that in your shirt pocket there?
Oh, that's a little cigar stub.
You wouldn't have hid it in your shoe, would you, Cedric?
No,
ain't hey, come on, up and look.
In there.
Ain't room enough.
Oh, I see. I know I had it. Where would I put a thing like that?
Well, not in your pocket.
Sakes.
Well, where could you put it, Cedric?
Well, I could have put it on my head, but I...
What was
it? It's a hat. That's where it is.
Huh? I know this.
I know that I had that thing somewhere.
Yeah, you got a hat on your head.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, I know it ain't yours, though, because that thing don't fit you. Look there, it just covers the top of your head, Cedric. Look like you got on a little skull cap.
Well, look at it there.
Huh? What about it?
Well, don't you know whose it is? Is that Mr. Wilson's?
Huh?
That feller that's missing.
Dogies, let me see that, Cedric. Yes, sir, that is his hat. Sure the world. Where'd you find this, Cedric?
Well, me and Gomer was over back of Mr. Lum's place getting ready to dig some worms to go fishing with. We was going down there on Tatesy Creek, you know, down there below Pin Oak Plant.
Yeah, I don't care
well,
about
that's it. That's an awful good place to dig worms down
now,
there.
Cedric,
so we was digging away there, and he was chopping, and I was using the shovel. And
Cedric, I don't care about what you and Gomer was doing. Where did you find this hat? That's what I want to know.
Well, that's where.
Back of Lom's place?
Yes, Mom, right there.
Oh, my goodness alive.
Right there by the smokehouse.
Oh, me. Toby, this is worse than I ever figured it was. Oh, I never thought Lum would go for that.
Mom?
It weren't his fault, Cedric. They talked him into it. That's what they done. That Trixie and that professor, they're the ones. Bribed him with money, too. I overheard him talking on the phone about some money that they promised him.
What are you talking about, Mr. Evans?
Oh, my goodness alive. Doggy Cedric, I wish I weren't an officer for the law. If what I suspicion is right, Cedric, I've got the hardest job ahead of me I ever tackled in my whole life.
Be careful, Ebner. You'd better not jump at conclusions. Be sure to join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.